A year ago today, 9 parishioners were murdered during a Bible study at Charleston's Emmanuel AME Church. The suspect in those shootings faces 2 trials beginning later this year. Yesterday, during All Things Considered, we met some family members of one woman killed in the Emmanuel AME shootings. Today, WFAE's Mark Rumsey has more on his recent conversation with those relatives on several issues stemming from the murders: race, the Confederate flag, forgiveness, and the death penalty.
On June 17, 2015, a young white visitor defied everything sacred at the historic African-American church in Charleston, affectionately known as Mother Emmanuel. 2 days later, Dylan Roof had his first appointment in a North Charleston courtroom. The suspect appeared not in person, but on a video feed from the nearby jail. As Roof stared through the screen, family members of several shooting victims spoke, among them Bethane Middleton Brown.
The pain doctor was my sister. For me, I'm a work in progress, and I acknowledge that I am very angry. But one thing DePayne has always...
The Reverend DePayne Middleton Doctor was among the 9 people killed at Emmanuel AME. She was 49. While relatives of some victims were quick to voice forgiveness toward their loved one's accused killer, the journey in that direction is still taking place for Bethane Brown, as she expressed during a recent conversation around the kitchen table in her Charlotte home.
I guess my status, and that is, that hasn't changed. I still am a work in progress. My intentions are still to find forgiveness. I'm still angry. I have hope, but that's where I am.
Was that painful in any way to hear a level of forgiveness or a stage of forgiveness being expressed by some others that didn't seem to match where you were in that process?
It wasn't painful. The only painful thing at that point for me was that I was trying to come to terms with the fact of what had happened to my sister. My intentions, I don't think I'm a bad person. I think I'm a forgiving person. I may not get there when everybody else does.
Bethane says she's numb when it comes to the now 22-year-old man accused of ending 9 lives, including that of DePayne Middleton Doctor.
I don't really give a thought to my sister's murderer, and I don't call him by name, and I gladly say I call him Lucifer, because I think that that's what was the spirit that took over him to make him do something as horrific as he did.
But it's not the spirit that DePayne Doctor's family hopes will be the legacy of that dreadful night at Emmanuel AME Church. As we talk, her younger sister, oldest daughter, and a niece all wear memorial buttons bearing a photo of DePayne and the message, "Hate didn't win." For a time following the Charleston shootings, questions about hate and race hung precariously in the hot summer South Carolina air. Less than a month after the massacre, the Confederate flag was lowered for a final time from its pole on the statehouse grounds to a chorus of cheers heard well beyond the Capitol. Bethane says taking down the flag was a good move for race relations in the country, but she adds,
I question if it's going to stay that way or will it return. It is my hope that it won't return, that it will stay showcased wherever, and that we will continue to move forward with an effort to improve race relations. I'm a little iffy with race relations because it seems like it just keeps flaring back up.
The future of race relations in America is also iffy in the eyes of DePayne Middleton Doctor's oldest daughter, Grayson. She's 23 and graduated last month from Johnson C. Smith University. Like her aunt, Grayson isn't convinced the Confederate flag is gone for good.
I'm not going to say, you know, that we're going to see the flag up on top of the State House again, but who knows? I just, you know, especially with governor changes, you just never know people's mentality, their way of thinking, you know, their background. You just don't know what people could do.
Grayson adds, the country can move past its troubling race relations only when people accept the fact that racism still exists.
I think people are in such denial and, you know, they just don't want to face the fact that it's happening, maybe because, like, it's not something that they've experienced personally.
On this first anniversary of the shootings at Emmanuel AME, Grayson, Bethane, and other family members are in Charleston. They'll attend a memorial service today for the 9 victims, write on a remembrance wall, and place flowers on the Reverend DePayne Middleton doctor's grave. Charleston obviously now holds sharply contrasting memories for DePayne's family. But for Bethane and Grayson, other visits over the past year back to the charming city where they both grew up seem to have brought more comfort than pain.
I don't know. I was sad at first, but then it was just beautiful. It was such a beautiful day. And I remember saying, Charleston is so beautiful. It was just so beautiful. I could see the church steeples, and the Battery, of course, wasn't far away. The carriage rides were coming through, and it was just a very serene kind of atmosphere that I felt.
At first, it was hard. Because I'm so used to going home, you know, of course, to having my mom there. And I was also thinking it was going to be hard every time. Every time I go back, I'm just going to, don't want to go to Charleston. But it's been the opposite. Like, I get excited to go home, and I definitely feel a sense of serenity when I go there, too, especially when I'm downtown.
Events marking the first anniversary of the Emmanuel AME shootings aren't the only mileposts for family members to pass along the road to healing. Accused killer Dylan Roof faces a federal trial in November. His state trial on 9 murder counts is on the docket for January. And when those trials arrive, Bethane Middleton Brown knows where she'll be.
Candles at both ends. I plan to be at every last one, burning a candle at both ends. That's important to me.
And why is that important to you?
Someone and something precious was taken from me. And I need to make certain that I see that through. Again, there's no hate, but at the same time, I'm human. And I need to make certain that I see it through for her.
Are there outcomes, preferred outcomes, that you envision with these trials?
I support the death penalty, but I have no preferences between the death and life. If they said that they were, if he was found to have the death penalty, I'm okay with it. And if he was found to be put in for life, I'm still okay. I don't want any insanity verdict. I don't feel that that would be justice.
Like forgiveness, justice can seem elusive when the lives of 9 people have been violently cut short for reasons no one can reconcile. Even so, despite everything the Emmanuel AME killer took on June 17 a year ago, for Grayson Doctor, some things have survived.
Even though he's taken my mom, he hasn't taken my joy. And, you know, I continue to say that because she lives inside of me. And I feel like, you know, I see her within my sisters. I see her in my aunt. So it's not the same, but, you know, it's enough to at least keep me going. You know, I can still feel her presence. I still know that she's around.
To that question about what would I say if I had to say something to him right now, I would say that we are the family that love built. You can come from any corner you want. You can't get in. You cannot harm us. And as God said about Job, you can take the flesh, but you can't have the soul. And he has not gotten our soul.
The Reverend DePayne Middleton Doctor, absent from Charleston, absent from the pulpit and choir at Emmanuel AME. But her presence is steadily felt by her family through reminders, large and small. And her powerful singing voice can still be appreciated through her music that lives on, as in this recording released last year. With the South Carolina Baptist E&M Convention Choir behind her, DePayne Middleton Doctor proclaims the faith that meant so much to her in the song, That's Who You Are to Me. For WFAE News, I'm Mark Rumsey in Charlotte.